And let me talk about one beautiful Gumbad Sharif and its history. Subhanallah. We're going to talk about the beautiful Gumbad Khazra Sharif because it has a very beautiful history. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Indeed, it is written in the books of history that this green dome, which every devotee desires to behold in his dream, awaking, and when he presents himself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and every time this beautiful Gumbad Sharif comes into mind, tears come to our eyes, and our love for Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam increases. Indeed, many scholars have written that they gained great status just by staring at the beautiful Gumbad Khazra Sharif. Subhanallah. This is actually an innovation, and a beautiful innovation, made hundreds of years after Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam put a veil between themselves and this world. A brief history of the dome was that the first dome on the blessed Rozai Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was constructed in 1269 AD, which is 678 after Hijri. It was yellow in colour, and it used to be referred to as the Yellow Dome. Then different changes took place in different eras, and in 1483 AD, which was 888 after Hijri, a new dome was made from black stone and it was painted white. The devotees used to refer to it as the White Dome. And then an extremely beautiful dome was made in 1572, 980 Hijri, and was adorned with different colour stones. And now it became a multicoloured dome, and it didn't just have one colour, and so it was probably referred to as the multicoloured dome due to its beauty and its attractiveness. It was reconstructed in 1818, which is 1233 Hijri, and on this occasion it was painted green. The colour green was given the honour and privilege of being used for the beautiful Gumbad-e-Sharif, Gumbad-e-Mubarakah of the Roza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it began to be called the Green Dome Gumbad-e-Khidra. And it has not changed ever since. Subhanallah, this green dome is the star of our eyes. It is the focal point of Muslims throughout the world. And it is the heart and soul of our belief in the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it is a beautiful innovation, and it was introduced, and today it is the center point of Islam.